بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه، علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما، أخرجنا من ظلمات الوهم وأكرمنا بنور الفهم. وأنعم علينا يا عظيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. أما بعد، after the praise to Allah Almighty and peace be upon His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I was still in a series of manners and morals, Islamic manners and morals. This is the greatest ibadah and worship, and I do call it ibadah and worship, to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with your manners and your morals. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Bu'ithtu li'utammim makarim al-akhlaq. I was sent by Allah azza wa jal to perfect the great manners. And he also says that one of you will reach to the level higher than the one that prays and fast, praise that night, and fast the day with husnul khuluq, with the good manners. So with your good manners, with your good akhlaq, with your good morals, with your good dealing with people, Muslims and non-Muslims, with the way that you treat people, and the way you speak to people, and the way you look at people, and the way you approach people, with your good manners and your good akhlaq, you become better than the one that prays during the day or during the night and fast during the day when he doesn't have that manners. So you are stronger in the faith with your good manners and akhlaq than someone praying the night and fasting the day. So it's not only about ibadah, it's not only about worships, it's about akhlaq and manners. It's about akhlaq and manners, about your ethics and your morals. It's about your manners. It's about your approach. It's about your speech. It's about your speak, how you speak. It's about how you deal with people. That's what's beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the scholars said, I'd rather be a companion of someone who lacks in his worship and has good manners than someone very good in his worship and no manners. Because ikhwan al-akhlaq is ibadah. Manners is a worship. And it's one of the greatest worships to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He also says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the closest ones to me in the hereafter are those ones with good manners. And the far away ones from me in the hereafter are those ones with bad manners. So your manners, something that inshaAllah I want to focus on myself and with my brothers and sisters to the day of judgment. Because that's something that the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ focused on. Some people might have, mashaAllah, the looks of a Muslim. They might have the beard, or they have the abaya. And mashaAllah, they pray and fast, but they have the most stinking manners. With that stinking manners, he turns off not only non-Muslims, but even Muslims from the religion. What kind of a character is that? The Muslims entered Islam. The non-Muslims, at the time of the Prophet ﷺ, to this day, they enter Islam with the character and the manners of the Muslims. Not wallah, because they just saw them worshipping Allah, or because the religion makes sense, or because of the Quran, or because of their bid. It's because of their manners. It's because of their approach. It's because the way they speak. It's because their leniency towards people and the way they speak to people. One thing that Allah had ordered the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam to have in his life and the way he deals with people, وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. Listen to me, what Allah azza wa jal had ordered your Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He says, O Muhammad, if you were harsh, If you were harsh the way you speak to people, and the way you preach to people, and the way you call people to the deen of Allah, and the way you call people to follow Allah and His religion, with a harsh heart, aggressive, harsh approach, harsh speech, لَنْفَضُّ مِنْ حَوْلِكَ, they'll have walked away from you. So, oh Muhammad, don't you dare to be a harsh man with a harsh heart. So it's not cool to find someone calling to Allah harsh. It's not right to call someone by abusing someone, telling him off. That's not deen and that's not da'wah. Allah Azza wa Jalla has spoken to a man that's got nothing. Nothing from the harshness. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيدَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. If you were harsh with an harsh heart, they'd have walked away from you. Then how about us? This is an addressing to a man that's got nothing from being harsh. This addressing to a man that's got nothing from being harsh in his approach or harsh in his heart. You are talking about a man before the messengerhood, before the prophecy. He was called the honest man. He was called the Siddiq, Al-Sadiq, Al-Amin, the trustworthy. This is a man before Islam, before the message, before the prophecy. He was called the most honest. He was called the most truthful. He was called the best mannered man in Mecca. And the best mannered man that human being had ever met. And Allah had told him if he were harsh with an harsh heart, they would have walked away from you. Then how about people with harshness in the way of speech and the way in their heart? Fayakhwani, manners. You want to get closer to Allah, look at your manners. The way you look at your ibadah and you perfect your ibadah, also look at your manners. The way you care about your prayer, that you pray your prayer on time, and you pray your prayer with right, and you pray your prayer with the right conditions being applied, and you pray your prayer with everything in it, then you must also look at your manners. Look at your manners, look at your akhlaq. Look at ikhlaq, especially those brothers who look like a Muslim and preach to Allah under the name of Islam. Look at your manners. Your manners is important. Your manners is more important than anything else. بُعِثْتُ لِأَتَمِّ مَكَارِمِ الْأَخْلَاقِ. Should memorize this hadith and keep it in your mind. I was sent by Allah to perfect the good manners. That's my mission on earth. In other words, that's my mission on earth. He did not say, for you to pray your best prayers, or for you to fast your best fasting, or for you to read the Quran. He said the most important thing that he was sent by Allah with after the aqeedah, بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. I was sent by Allah to perfect the good manners. I was sent by Allah to perfect the morals of people. I was sent by Allah to perfect the good character of people. So look at your character. Look at the way you treat people. Look at the way you speak. Because when you talk about manners, what are you talking about? Is your relationship with other people. Because you can't have good manners towards yourself. What? You're going to stand in front of a mirror and start speaking to yourself.